every day. What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennen. HarbMushOneCadillac.com, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Email us at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And it is a beautiful morning, but it is going to be a hot one across the state of North Dakota today.
It's summer. I want it hot. That's okay. That's good.
You good with that?
I'm good with that. I'm just fine with that.
My mom called me up a couple of weeks ago. She lives in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, California, actually, and 125 in the shade.
It's a dry heat, though.
No, it wasn't. They've changed the climate there because of all the golf courses. You water the golf courses.
Is that right?
Yeah. 65% humidity and 125 degrees.
melt. Comedian buddy of mine by the name of Eddie Vestoon. He used to play the Westward Hall in Grand Forks every year.
Vestoon! I remember Eddie.
He always had that joke about... Yeah, it's a dry heat, though. He always said, yeah, well, tell that to the dead, dehydrated guy in the corner, you know, right?
Yeah.
Heat is heat. Anyway, welcome to a Thursday edition of the program. We're going to crank up the phones here and get your take. I have a question today for our audience, Steve, that I need a little help on. I'm conflicted.
Is this a trivia question?
Today on the program. Not a trivia question. I think it's a fundamental freedom belief question. It's kind of a tough one, and it's about law enforcement and in my view a reverence for folks that are out there trying to stand up for what's right, for protecting and defending us as law-abiding citizens, and the conflict of how far they go in doing that in infringing on our freedoms. And we have a couple of examples up on our Facebook
Less
page.
Less is more.
Share with you on
Less
that.
Less is more.
So the question for the audience in a moment, and I think Steve and I are pretty close in agreement on this, so we maybe need the audience to referee this a little bit. Guests on the program today, North Dakota's newest member of the Board of Higher Education, the student representative, Devin Hofferth, to give us the student perspective on higher ed. He says the board needs to make peace. We'll talk about that. Krista Fremming will join us next hour as our guest. She is the tobacco program director for the North Dakota Department of Health. They're spending your tax dollars sponsoring gay pride events in Fargo. Is that how you want your tax dollars spent? In the name of tobacco cessation, in this case, we're going to talk about that today.
I don't want them sponsoring any events.
Here's the dilemma, and you can check these out on our Facebook page. You've probably seen them. Last week, there was a video that went viral, just crazy in minutes, at a sobriety checkpoint. Young man, 21 years old, goes to this checkpoint, and he rolls down his window just a little bit to be able to converse with the officer and have a conversation, and it makes the officer nuts. And they really put this guy through the paces, right? Now, he's communicating with them, but without any reason to believe he's done something wrong, they can't detain him. And this guy knows what he's doing, and he's recording this all for a purpose, okay? This week, similar situation, only at an illegal immigration checkpoint. And the difference in this case is the individual didn't even roll the window down. Had the window up, and it made the law enforcement officials absolutely crazy to the point they busted his window. They broke his window. They sent a dog around his vehicle, found a vehicle next to him. Coincidentally, I guess it had marijuana, but he didn't have any. Because if a dog gets a hit on a vehicle, then they can go to extreme measures. But they didn't in this case. Both of these are up. So you can view the circumstances of the case, but hopefully I've fairly described the situation in both, and you might have seen these videos because they've both gone a bit viral. Here's my dilemma. Here's my question for our audience. Whose side do you take in these cases? Now, you've got a couple of, I'll call them citizen journalists to be fair, but they're stunting a little bit, right? I mean, they've got their car set up with video, and they're taking pictures, and they want to provoke.
Oh, this was staged. They knew what the outcome was going to be.
No question about it. And part of me thinks, you know what, law enforcement's out there trying to, catch folks that are driving and drinking or illegal immigrants. And look, in the case of the illegal immigration, we've heard from our audience loud and clear. They don't like illegal immigration. Who does, right, other than the lawbreakers? And these checkpoints are designed to say, are you here legally as you should be? And somebody that has their window rolled up trying to provoke this, I'm asking our audience, whose side do you take here? Law enforcement, who You know, when there's a tiebreaker, I'm always on the side of law enforcement.
That's a fine line. It really is, because you get into civil liberties versus public safety. And I know for a fact anybody that gets pulled over in a check, for a DUI check, an alcohol check, is an idiot. Because you fully have the right to not go through that check. If you see it a mile up ahead, you can stop, turn around, and go back. It's perfectly within your rights. So anybody that goes through one of those that's been drinking and gets nailed for that at a sobriety checkpoint, you're an idiot. That's on you. You're just dumb. They don't pop out of nowhere. You see them coming from a long way away. Quite often, law enforcement lets you know that we're having a saturation patrol. We're going to have a checkpoint.
They do that on purpose.
We're going to probably be in this area.
Their first goal is to deter the behavior.
Deter the behavior. That's what they're doing. That's their first goal. The immigration side, that's even more slippery to me. It really is, because at that point, now you're setting up checkpoints and let us see your papers while you travel.
So here's my question. Whose side,
Orwellian.
Whose side are you on? I mean, do you see a checkpoint to stop DUI folks or stop illegal immigration as being an infringement upon your rights? And I especially ask this in the case of illegal immigration. Now, they don't happen here. We have sobriety checkpoints here. I don't know how many different law enforcement agencies employ these, but they're in North Dakota. They happen here. And in the case of the illegal immigration, this was in California. Well, there's a lot of illegal immigrants in California, right? And, you know, I'm not so sure not rolling down the window was smart. I'd have had the conversation to say, look, what do you want to know? I'll answer your questions to the degree that the law requires me to do so. But so whose side are you on? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Chad in Bismarck, and I believe this is Chad, my legal friend.
Hello, I'm here.
Hello, Chad. A question for you. It's popped up. It's a viral video. Everybody's seen it by now. If you haven't, go to our Facebook page, What's On Your Mind Radio. Have you seen the video for the sobriety checkpoint where the guy goes through and doesn't roll down the window all the way?
I've heard of it. I have not seen it yet.
What is the legal qualifications for something like that? What are you supposed to do? What do you have to do if you roll through a legal checkpoint like that?
If you roll through it and you don't stop?
If you do stop. If you come upon a checkpoint...
What are you required to do?
What are you required
to do when you come upon one of these?
To appease an officer. Legally.
Well, there's a whole bunch of law concerning checkpoints and how one is valid, but assuming for purposes of argument it's a valid checkpoint, then you do have to stop. I mean, you're obligated to stop for the checkpoint and talk to the officer.
And this guy did, and he rolled his window down just a little bit. First thing the officer said is roll the window down all the way. He said, no, this is fine. I can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy said, well, pull ahead. He said, well, am I being detained? He wouldn't answer the question. Law enforcement got really ticked here. You know, I mean, they finally pulled him out of the car, said unlock the deal, and, you know. But this guy obviously knew what his rights were. And, again, to me, I'm sitting here saying, on one hand, look, these guys are trying to find out if this guy's under the influence or not. They're trying to get, you know, people who are breaking the law, and this guy's circumventing that process. On the other hand, there's part of me that says this is a bit chilling, that law enforcement could get, you know, this agitated over somebody who's clearly not breaking the law here.
So just ballpark, Chad, what are your legal requirements to satisfy the officer's requests if you come to a checkpoint?
You'd be in the same situation as if you'd been pulled over for a speeding ticket. It's what we would call a stop. So you've been stopped, and then the law, once there's a lawful stop, and a checkpoint would be considered a lawful stop, even though there's no violation of the law, because they, you know, as you were talking about, they set these up, they have to give public notice, all that stuff, and they can only do them for alcohol, they can't do them for drugs. The U.S. Supreme Court said you can't do a checkpoint for drugs, because the whole reason for the alcohol checkpoints is, you know, they say it's regulatory concern about people driving on the roads drunk, and it's not as they at least say it's not a search for a crime. I would disagree, but at least that's how the courts get around it. They say it's not a search for a crime, but in any event, you have to act as though you got a speeding ticket. So the under that scenario, the officer's allowed to ask you questions. The officer's allowed to ask you to step from your vehicle for a minimal intrusion. just to talk with you. But that's it. I mean, if they can, then they can, you know, do a check on your driving record, criminal record, but that's basically it.
Well, thanks for the free legal advice. Chad gave us a little help there. I appreciate that very much. And I want to know, just from the layman's standpoint, whose side are you on in this? Lloyd and Botno wants to weigh in. Lloyd, who's right here?
I think the authorities are. You know, because they're just making those videos so they can be popular on YouTube or, you know.
Just see, there's a part of me that agrees with you. That this is just, they're just trying to muck up the system. On the other hand, you know, they're pressing freedom. They're libertarians.
Well, they're just pulling an Alex Jones, you know. I'm sure he'll have a run with this.
So you law enforcement's out there defending us.
Well, they're saving lives, you know. They're trying to prevent a death, you know.
And it's not like you don't know where they're at.
You know, more of me agrees with Lloyd than not, and I want to know if others agree.
What's
more
on this coming up with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you pressed me, I'd have to say Lloyd and Botno nailed it. This is a stunt. They're trying to muck up the works. They're trying to get their, you know, get famous on YouTube.
Well, my legal beagle, Chad McCabe, did fill me in on some things I didn't know. I didn't realize that you had to get out and it was like a stop for a traffic stop or a speeding ticket. I did not realize that. So thank you, Mr. McCabe, for a little bit of insight on that this morning.
Email disagrees with me. It says, why is it a stunt to want your rights respected? Where in the Fourth Amendment are sobriety checkpoints exempted from the amendment? Hint, they are not exempted. Now, sobriety checkpoints have been constitutionally tested, however.
There's still an argument on them.
Yeah. Lloyd, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Tom in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tell us whose side you're on in this dispute.
Well, I'm on the side of the police. I think those checkpoints are beneficial. I think they, to a certain extent, help keep drunken driving in place. What they also do, the other side of the coin might be that they also prevent even stricter measures from taking place. In a sense, it's just a matter of luck. If you would have X number of DUI, severe DUI accidents, especially if little kids end up getting killed by drunk drivers, the legislature would do a lot more than what's going on right now as far as these sobriety checkpoints. I'm also in favor, by the way, of I believe it's called stop and frisk. And in certain areas in the bigger cities, cops have been allowed to stop individuals just to check to see if they're carrying weapons. And this is especially true in gang-infested areas. And as I recall, this procedure has been very, very beneficial as far as lowering crime in a particular area, cutting down on the number of muggings and homicides. So I'm in favor. I don't think we're reached the point where a totalitarian country or anything like that. And these are just common sense type things that I think have been effective and I hope continue.
Tom, what about the next step? There's also a video we put up on the Facebook about a checkpoint for immigration.
How many less illegal immigrants would there be if there were checkpoints regularly?
But should we have checkpoints for everything?
Well,
where does it stop?
Checkpoints for everything.
Yeah, well, let's just use
examples.
The drugs wasn't a check. You can't do a checkpoint for drugs. Maybe we should. Would you have checkpoints for, have you been speeding? Have you been, whatever.
How about illegal immigrants? Let's just use that one.
Illegal immigrants.
They are now employing those in California. And this guy.
Here's a checkpoint. Pull up. Please show me your papers.
Well, if you have information that crimes are taking place in a particular area, a good question to ask is, what if you lived in that area and they put these checkpoints up and crime was decreased because of the fact that law enforcement is doing what they're doing? And you lived in that area and it was, and I think if you do the research on it, you'd find that this is pretty much the case. When they do these things in a particular area, the crime goes down. And if a person had to live in that area, you might have a completely different attitude. If you say, oh, the heck with those people, tough luck, they got to live there, I live in a real nice place, I don't have to worry about it. I suppose that's one, you know, attitude a person could have, but I don't know. I don't think we're even close to these things getting out of hand. If somebody's doing something illegally, if they're an illegal immigrant, and you have, you know, some statistic that crime has gone up in a certain area where there's a lot of illegal immigrants, yeah, I'd be in favor of it 100%. I don't think the police do this just arbitrarily like some people think.
And they let you know where it's at, too.
Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's keep rolling here. Chris, Detroit Lakes, you're next. What's on your mind? Who's right?
I'd like to say that if you think that is chilling in the state of Minnesota, I'd like to see a journalist get active on the social services. They do their checkpoint right in your living room. And they got far more overreach than the police do on a checkpoint on the highway. I'd like to see that being done. I'd like to have you do a program on the overreach of the social services in the state of Minnesota when they do their checkpoints.
Well, like welfare recipients. You know, if you're going to get food stamps, hey, I want to know you're not doing drugs. If you're getting public assistance, I want to know you're not doing drugs. Hey, we're going to come to your living room, and we're going to have you pee in a cup.
Sounds like Chris is saying that's what they're doing.
It's worse than that, Scott. They have more power than the DNR. They can come right in your home, take your kids. They can yank your kids out of your home.
On what basis, though? Are they doing that randomly? Are they just, you know, going house to house, or have they had some reason to...
Citizens turning in citizens. That's all they need.
Interesting. We'll dig into that, Chris. Appreciate it. Ed and Williston, awesome. You're next on the checkpoints. Tell us who you think is right in this to be a law enforcement or these, I guess you could call them freedom fighters, right? They're challenging the edges of the law on whether these checkpoints are lawful or not. Ed, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think we need to be over-enforced like that, but I've been through Game and Fish where they stick the spotlight in your vehicle. They got, you know, they got you backed up for 2 or 3 miles that way, too. I don't even fish or hunt. I mean, they're doing that. So
should they?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. You know, why are they stopping me? I don't even have a gun in the car. I don't fish or hunt. I was just on my way home from a weekend and stick the spotlight in your car and look in your face. I don't know. It's just a Game and Fish, but they seem.
Well, usually they ask if you've been out hunting and you say no, I'm not hunting. So just move on. It's usually pretty quick. I've been through the Game and Fish ones myself a little bit, so they seem pretty quick. But is it just the nature of it intrusive?
Yeah, just spotlight, let's see what's going on, you know.
Yeah, a little nosy. Let's go to Lenny in Minot. Lenny, what's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I believe it was the Rehnquist Court that authorized the DUI checkpoints, and as a social conservative slash libertarian, I've disagreed with that since day one. I strongly believe in probable cause. And for all of these people calling in who saying that they're only there to protect us, let's take it one step further. Let's go into a neighborhood where there's been a lot of burglaries, a lot of theft in a neighborhood or in a section of town. Okay, well, how come the law enforcement cannot come to every house, knock on the door, and come through your house inspecting for stolen goods? You know, or child molestation. I don't think anybody would say child molestation or child pornography would be good. Why don't we let law enforcement come to our houses and search through our houses, but they're only looking for child pornography or, child molestation? They're doing good. You know, if you have nothing to hide, why are you afraid to let them come into your house? You know, it's a slippery slope. I strongly, strongly believe in probable cause. And when I'm driving down the road as a free American, they should not be able to stop me unless they have probable cause, unless they believe I have done something wrong.
I don't like the concept of being guilty until proven innocent.
But I think it's exactly different. I think your scenario of home to home, that's a lot more chilling than saying, all right, in the case of a DUI, you're out there driving, are you doing it lawfully, right?
My house is my home. I'm driving down the road. I have given nobody any indication that I have done anything against the law. You should have no more right to pull me over in my home driving down the road. Let's say I'm in my RV. That happens to be my home for the summer. How can
so then Zimmerman, we're up against a break, but then that means Zimmerman was right in shooting Trayvon Martin because he could have been committing a crime. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's What's on Your Mind.
Back to this topic after the top of the hour. I got a guest from the higher ed board next.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
All right, we're back on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. We have lots of other folks who want to weigh in on this issue, so we get Dan quick in here before we go to our guest and then come back to this topic at the top of the hour.
Yeah, one more quick caller, Dan in Streeter. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Good, Dan.
My head's about ready to explode.
And why is that?
I saw that viral video. And as you know, I was a cop in California for almost 20 years. And basically, that cop was, it was basically a contempt of cop violation. He pissed the cop off. Yeah, so he was, you know, the kid was videotaping, but the cop could have, his window was down 6 or 8 inches. It wasn't all the way down. And once he said, hey, you know, it's down, I can talk to you, the cop just got all pissy, called the dog over. I mean, it's a total overreaction. And, you know, I've discussed this with other cop friends, and it's just, it's getting out of hand where these, where law enforcement thinks they can do whatever the hell they want to. And I'm pro-law enforcement. I was a cop for a long time. But the way things have changed, you know, wake up, people. It's just, it's getting insane.
Have you seen, Dan, the one, the immigration one? In that case, he didn't roll the window down. And law enforcement smashed the window.
I did not see that one, but again, is if you're stopping for immigration, that's the show your papers kind of stuff. Where, you know, to me, you know, everybody screams and yells about profiling. That's exactly what it is. So that to me is just ludicrous to stop for immigration. No, that's just wrong.
Dan, being a former cop in California, how much immigration issues did you deal with as law enforcement? And walk us through one of those scenarios when you're dealing with an immigration stop as opposed to something else.
Well, you wouldn't really necessarily do an immigration stop. You'd stop somebody and, you know, they don't have, you know, any ID or, you know, they had obviously, you know, fake Social Security cards, ID cards, and all that kind of stuff. The thing is, you know, I retired in 2004. The community that I worked in was about 65% Hispanic because it was a rural farming area. And the thing was, is INS back then, now it's ICE, they were so busy, they couldn't even be bothered. You know, so you'd have guys that were obviously illegal, and it was like, you could hold them in the county jail for 5 days, and if there wasn't anything else, they were required by law to kick them.
Interesting. Dan, appreciate the call. We're going to return to this topic a little later on and welcome more input. But you can check out the videos on our Facebook page and weigh in there as well. But I appreciate, as a former law enforcement officer, you acknowledging these particular cases. You know, law enforcement, it seems, went a little far, and give fodder for the critics when my instincts, at least, are always to side with law enforcement trying to do their job and keep law-abiding citizens, protected from lawbreakers. So appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. We do have a guest here, Steve, so we better welcome in our guest, Devin Hofferth. Devin is the newest member of the Board of Higher Education. He is the student rep. Devin, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. How did you become a member of the Board of Higher Ed? Obviously, this is a position you sought. Tell us why you want to be there.
Why do I want to be there?
Yeah.
I just think that it's a good position for me because at Lake Region State College, where I attended last year, we kind of went through the same thing with not having a permanent president. Our president resigned, and we were in the interim phase, and the student government wasn't very active, and my team and myself turned that around, and we made our student government very active, and I think that I can help turn things around with the board and get them on the right page.
Devin, we hear about the chancellor and the back and forth with the presidents and then the Board of Higher Education, and it seems to me that the students get lost in this at some point. Is that kind of your sense? Have the students been forgotten about in all the tussling that's been going on between the chancellor's office, the Board of Higher Education, and the presidents?
I think so. I think they've the whole thought of students in general and why they're there, and just to make sure that the students are being remembered, that's why they all have jobs, is because of the students. So just to kind of keep that in mind, I do think that that has kind of been lost in the recent months.
Devin, you say all parties need to make peace. How do you do that? How do you get them on the same page? And what can you do to help facilitate that?
Well, definitely the first part of making peace is to come out and say that we did have an issue. And then to go from there is just kind of come out and be open and honest about everything, anything anybody asks for, just be open and honest about it, and just go from there. And I think that how I will be able to help with that, just that I am very open and honest, and I'm not going to hide anything from anybody. So, I feel like I have some good communication skills, so I will be able to do that sort of thing with them.
You say make peace. I'm curious. Peace among who and how, and essentially I assess this rub as individual universities wanting their autonomy, presidents preferring, not top down. They really don't want a strong chancellor and a strong system. They want some autonomy in their local campuses, be that Devil's Lake, NDSU, UND, whatever. Chancellor Shivani comes in because of pressure from the legislature on the Board of Higher Ed to have more accountability and more of a system, and have those presidents report to the system. I mean, this looks like the president sort of had a coup d'etat of sorts, didn't like a strong chancellor, and don't want a system. Is that a fair assessment, and is that the peace you seek?
No, I definitely don't agree with that. I think we definitely do need a system. My piece is more making peace with anybody who we may have made enemies with, maybe some legislators. I think we need to prove that we are a system and we do know how to run the system, and I think that's been overlooked lately, but I definitely don't think that the campus presidents don't want a system. I definitely think that they do want a system, but they maybe just didn't agree with how things were being done.
What was done, as you look at it, what was done wrong? If you say it's not about not agreeing with the need for a system, what in your view was handled inappropriately by the previous chancellor? What could have been done different?
I personally don't have any view on what was personally held wrong. I guess that's up to the campus presidents to decide on. But I'm just saying that I just don't personally feel that the campus presidents don't want a system.
Devin, as the voice of the students, what are some of the biggest concerns that you hear from students across the state of North Dakota? I can imagine tuition increases, student loan rates going through the... What are some of the other concerns, and how does that play in? We see the campuses, and I'm going to point at UND and NDSU. Predominantly, you see the tuition rates going up and up and up. I mean, when I started, it was $650 a semester. The education's not any better than what it was when I was going to school, but tuition's a lot higher. You know, what are some of the other concerns besides the finances that students have? And how do you put a check on some of those financial questions?
You know, yeah, that is the big concern of the students, I think, is the tuition. And another big thing that I think I've heard quite a bit about is the new admission standards and how they're going to be taking place. And I understand that they're not going to, it's not official yet, so it's not 100% locked in. But I definitely think that that needs some work, too, and I think there are some students. Granted, the students that are going to college right now aren't affected by those. They're grandfathered in. But we're worried about the students to come. So I think those are some issues, and I think those are some things that may need to be looked at.
What's your biggest priority as a student representative, as a student of the North Dakota University system? How you gauge your success on the Board of Higher Education? What you know, 1, 2, 3 top issues are first and foremost representing the students?
Well, first of all, I will talk to the students. I want to make sure that I do bring their concerns, and that's one of my top priorities, is to make sure that I get out to the students, get their opinions and views on what issues are going on. Another thing is definitely to look at these admission standards. I definitely do think that they need to be looked at, maybe need some work, and maybe they're just fine. But I want to make sure that they're going to work for each campus individually, because every one of our 11 campuses in the North Dakota University system are very uniquely different. So I think it's very important that they're going to work for every campus, just not a few.
You talk about the diversity between campuses, and there's a great deal of diversity from one campus to the next. How do you keep in contact with all those students so that you know what their concerns are from campus to campus, and then you can bring that with your representation?
NDSA, North Dakota Student Association. We meet once a month during the academic year, and somebody from each campus attends, and I will hear their concerns there.
By the way, our guest for a couple more minutes here, Devin Hofferth, who is a student member of the Board of Higher Education, a student at Devil's Lake, and welcome your calls, questions, comments for him as well. Anything you want the Board of Higher Ed to do, which ultimately serves the taxpayers of North Dakota, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm curious if you think a challenge, and that would maybe be an understatement, is going to be pretty overwhelming in trying to get a new chancellor in the position. How do you go out and recruit a strong chancellor, a strong leader, given what happened to Chancellor Shivani, what's happening to Chancellor Potts previous to him, and all the difficulties? Is that going to be an insurmountable task in your view?
I don't think it will be. It's going to be a lot of work and research, but I don't think it's going to be hard to do. I think we should be able to manage that pretty easily. I mean, it's going to be time consuming, but I'm not too worried about that.
How about the quality of the applicants? I mean, if you're a chancellor, you're out there looking for a chancellor position, you're in higher education leadership, you're going to throw your hat in that ring?
You know, there's a lot of people that want to take the challenge. A lot of people said that to me too. What do you want? Why would you want to be on the board? Because I'm ready for this challenge. I think this year may be challenging, and I'm up for that, and I'm thinking that there's probably other people like me out there.
Do you think that having a board is a good idea? There's going to be a vote. It could be a panel of three appointed by the governor. Whether or not there's going to be a student representative on that, we don't know yet. What's your thought? Do you like the system the way it is right now, just needs to be fixed, or should we throw the system out and go to that panel?
You know, before I make an opinion on that, I would definitely have to do a lot of research on how it would affect our system. Would we be at risk of losing accreditation? Things like that. So I would definitely have to do a lot more research than I already have on that. But
hey, Devin,
now I'm standing. Yep.
Appreciate you joining us. Thanks for the time, and look forward to having conversations in the future over the Board of Higher Ed and your role there as a student member. Thanks a bunch.
Yep. Bye.
Devin Hofrath will join us. Breaking news on Doggate.
Oh, more?
Yes. Stay tuned.
Coming up next.
When we come back.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach and Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to ali-c.com, spelled ali-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can shoot us an email, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. What's your take on immigration? What's your take on these traffic stops, the checkpoints with Dewey's? If you haven't seen the videos, go to our Facebook page and check out the videos there. There's a stop on immigration. There's a stop on a DUI checkpoint that have become viral videos, and you can check those out on our Facebook page. Around the region, Bismarck Mandan 71 this hour, Williston 75, Dickinson 73, Minot 74, in Jamestown 72, 72 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks at 73, and Fargo 72, Miles City at 77 this hour. That's kind of the hot spot around the region, and Mobridge, South Dakota at 73, Rapid City at 75. Going to be a warm one today. We're going to heat up, and it's going to be a little humid today.
I promised an update on Doggate, referring to the story we told you about yesterday with the Walsh County Sheriff's deputies going to a rural residence and killing 13 criminally charged individuals' dogs after a pack of them attacked a Fargo man early Sunday morning outside of Warsaw, North Dakota. There was some, we didn't really know how, there was some controversy yesterday in the program. Some of the callers said, why didn't they just, you know, detain the dogs, try and assess their danger level, have them treated. And I mentioned a veterinarian was along, but we didn't really know how the dogs were ultimately taken care of. It turns out the sheriff, Lauren Wild, there, has confirmed how they were killed. He said capturing and quarantining the dogs was an option, but the animal size and the aggressiveness left him and his deputies with no choice but to shoot them, saying, I was not going to put my men and others in danger with those dogs, and who'd take them? We saw what they did to that young man. It was clear our options were very limited. So the dogs were, in fact, shot by the deputies. That wasn't completely clear other than they were there with a veterinarian earlier in the week. So we have that answer. One other bit of news, and the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead is reporting that Cass County Sheriff's deputies have seized 170 dogs from two people at a rural Wheatland, North Dakota property yesterday afternoon, and was being described as a major hoarding case. The dogs were being kept in very poor conditions in dirty cages. Animals taken to Castleton Veterinary Service, some still undergoing triage as of this morning. All of the animals survived the trip. Sergeant Tara Morris of the Cass County Sheriff's Office said she did not know whether the Cass County State's Attorney's Office had determined whether to file criminal charges of abuse or neglect against the dog owners.
Is that hoarding, or I don't know how you have that many dogs and not have a puppy mill of some sort. Some sort of a breeding operation that's really shouldn't be there.
I don't know either. I know that they were in cages, so that would, I don't know what that means.
Well, they weren't running free.
Right.
That's the good news.
But that might go to your puppy mill theory. I don't know. Why do people in general have large amounts of dogs? Why would, you know, is that an animal lover and things just get out of control and then you can't take care of all of them? Is that no different than...
Well, it's a disease. I mean, why do hoarders hoard anything?
Yeah.
You know, if it happens to be a dog or a cat or newspapers...
There's some mental issue there.
Yeah, there's a mental issue there at some point. You know, the other side of that, the only other reason for having that many animals is if you're running a puppy mill, which is illegal, and that's just to make money. And I equate that no different, running an illegal puppy operation, a puppy mill, no different than a drug dealer.
800-228-0550 is our telephone number, 701-258-0550. Or again, toll free, 800-228-0550. Always can weigh in with your comments, questions, as well by going to our Facebook page, What's On Your Mind Radio, as well as our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Link in with us to like us on Facebook there and follow us on Twitter if you like there as well. And let us know on any of these topics. We have a robust discussion going on in these checkpoints on who's right, law enforcement or these, I guess we could call them stunsters or freedom fighters, depending on your perspective of what they're doing. They're trying to expose something they see as a violation of their freedom. So let us know what you think at 800-228-0550. And if you can help me understand how anybody would have that amount of animals, is beyond me. It really seems a little bar. 170.
Financially, how do you feed that many animals? Unless you're making money off of that operation somehow. So I have a hard time imagining that it's not some sort of a breeding operation that was illicit.
Very, very strange. No question about it. Bottom of next hour, by the way, we have a guest joining us, Krista Fremming from the Tobacco Cessation Program. She's actually from the Department of Health and their tobacco program director there. They've sponsored with your tax dollars a booth, $2,500 in cost, at the Gay Pride event in Fargo. Now, they claim, say, this is about targeting a group of folks that that use tobacco. And so we want to bring our tobacco cessation efforts right to them. Others are saying, wait a minute, you're taking our tax dollars and spending $2,500 on a Gay Pride event? I mean, do hunters smoke? Go to Ducks Unlimited, you know. So anyway, who's right on that? We'll ask the tough questions. We'll welcome your calls, questions, and comments for our guest. And when we come back after a news break here in just a bit, we're also going to be taking more of your calls on any and all topics, 800-228-0550. One question I have that's new to the mix. Yesterday, Congressman Kevin Cramer was here, as he is every Wednesday. Hour-long, nonstop phone calls with questions and comments. People agreeing, people are disagreeing, and obviously you like that. It's a weekly feature. Who else should we put in the seat like that for you on a regular basis? It could be anybody. I mean, it doesn't have to be a member of Congress. Who else should be on the hot seat to answer the tough questions?
Members of business, members of politics, whoever. It
law enforcement,
matter.
Yeah. Tell us.
Law enforcement.
We want to know. A question up on our Facebook page right now as well. More coming up. Don't go away.
Listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you've got a smell that's making you crazy, we've got a solution, and it's North Dakota made. Daryl is on the line from the Zeeland, North Dakota company that has a great product that destroys odors. And we're talking the worst of the worst. Mold, musty smell, skunk smell, pet odors, smoke, the works. Right, Daryl?
Absolutely. We found out after research and development for 5 years, chlorine dioxide that we manufacture in Zeeland will destroy the odor molecule permanently. And we don't put fragrances in our products for one reason. Why put a fragrance in? All it does is mask the odor. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee, or we'll give your money back on any type of odor in any vehicle, car, camper, any confined space, or out in the open. We can get rid of the smells. Let us help you take care of your odor problems.
Our listeners are raving about it. Call and join the odor-free team. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website stopsmellnow.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.